I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, a unique oral history project that collects the voices of our times. Recently, two local authors and professors at USC, Ben Franklin and Claire DeLune, sat down to talk about their lifelong passions for music. Here's Claire.
I wanted to ask you about how you started your record collecting.
Well, I'm not quite sure, but my interest in music passionately is a kind of a long story. Music was always, or recordings were, I think, always in my family's resonance. A big reality for me in the middle 1950s, well after the LP, vinyl, had come into common usage, was the Columbia Record Club. Every month, for those who don't know about it, one would get in the mail if one signed up, a little magazine, that's what it amounts to, catalog, that one could select. Does one want to accept the selection of this month? If not, send in your card and decline or whatever. And then there were many other offerings as well. And I thought this was really hip. I mean, I didn't have to do anything except check the box and then send them a check for $4 or whatever it was, plus postage later on. And not only that, but this was the era when rock and roll was really getting a foothold in the popular culture. Elvis was, if he hadn't arrived yet, he was about to arrive, but there was Little Richard out there. There was Chuck Berry out there. Soon to come was Buddy Holly. Those are my three favorite rock and rollers from that era. But at the same time, jazz was flourishing. This was a golden age for jazz. You had Miles. Charlie Parker wasn't yet dead in 1955. All the greats, Billie Holiday, Lester Young, they were all there. And not only that, but it was kind of hip to be into jazz. I mean, cool people liked it, and a lot of cool people played it. So there was kind of a cachet to it that really appealed to me. And one thing led to another, and I would be with my friends at parties at their homes, and they'd put on their records, and we'd dance to it, whatever it was. But I would never do that with mine. For some reason, I seemed to know from the very beginning that you don't want to mess with these records. You take care of them, and they'll take care of my musical needs. Mm-hmm. So I have to this day almost every record I bought, and with a very few exceptions, they're terrific. They're in great shape. Mm-hmm. So the point of that is that this really matters to me.
It did to me too. And one of the things that made me so happy was that I had an aunt who, well, my mother's aunt had a record store, and she would send me the 10 top selling discs every week. And so I got 20 new songs every week.
Was this in the era of 45s?
Mm-hmm. It was 45s. So they were very, you know, it was one song on each side. So she would put them in the mail, and they would be everything the kids were buying. So you would get, in the same week, you would get Who Wears Short Shorts by the Nashville Teens, I think it was. Maybe not. But you would also get John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom. So it was a real range, and I tended to find that that made me able to assimilate with new kids because I had this amazing record collection.
Lucky
so
you.
I was the DJ at parties. I wouldn't have gotten invited on my own, but I got invited for the record collection got invited, and it didn't go anywhere without me.
USC professors and authors, Ben Franklin and Claire DeLune, from the StoryCorps Mobile Booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.